her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
I like Jeff Heffley. I think he's done a fantastic job. I've really enjoyed, for the most part, listening to his press conferences, Chew. I think he's an engaging person to listen to talk about football. And he's available to the Packers media once a week. I don't love how he has handled this Nate Hobbs situation. Because we talked a little bit about this with Jason. But when you go from playing 100% of the snaps in two games, back-to-back weeks, played 100% of the defensive snaps, he played four this past week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I have a word for that, but Jeff Heffley disagrees, and this is what he had to say about Nate Hobbs.
Nate Hobbs isn't benched. This isn't the last you're going to see Nate Hobbs. There's no confidence lost in Nate Hobbs. I said that last week. I have not lost confidence in him. And what I'd love to see right now is how Nate Hobbs practiced these last 2 days. And that's what we have to build around here. Things are going to get hard. You're not going to win every game, and you're not going to play great, but you can't hang your head. You got to rise up when that happens. And that's what CV did. And that's what I'm confident Nate's going to do, because we're going to need all those guys to win.
No, you should play great. When you're making that kind of money, you should play great. You should play great 14 out of 17 games. I'm sorry. And I've had my share of
bad games,
average games. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I was expected to grade out low 90s to high 80s every single game, and pretty much did that, all but a handful. So when you're paid that money, yes, you are expected. Your bad games should not outweigh your good games. I'm sorry. They shouldn't.
But here's the thing, Chew. And we've had this conversation with the Packers and the wide receivers and Romeo Doubs specifically, as somebody who did pout and left the team and didn't tell anybody why he wasn't showing up to work last year. But we've talked about the wide receivers. Oh, you got to make sure you get everybody involved so nobody pouts, right? Mm-hmm. So if this is I'm saying this publicly so Nate can hear me supporting him, like, what you say publicly doesn't matter if behind the scenes he's playing four snaps. You can say all you want, but if your actions say, and again, benched doesn't mean permanent, and I think maybe that's what Heffley is, the fine hair that he's splitting there. You lost some faith in Nate Hobbs. If you had all the faith in the world in him, he would have started over Carrington Valentine. Instead, Valentine played well, and my guess is Carrington's going to have the lion's share of those snaps on the outside once again this weekend against Carolina. And I understand, yes, you may need Nate Hobbs again. There could be an injury to either Valentine or to Keyshawn Nixon, and you got to put Hobbs back out there. So you want to say good thing, but you can't say, oh, I haven't lost faith in him. You can say, hey, he's going through a rough time right now. We decided to give Carrington an opportunity. There's a different way to put this that doesn't feel as disingenuous.
Is it ego? Do they think the rest of us are stupid? You know what I mean?
I don't understand,
like, hey, Jeff, I played football, okay? I've been in situations like this, okay? If I went from playing 80 plays to four, I'm benched.
Yeah, because
bench.
And even if they if Holmgren or Andy Reid or whatever in your day, Chewy, said, oh, we still have faith in Chewy, like, that doesn't matter. Because you, as the player, are focusing on the playing time that you received or lack of playing time you received. And if Nate Hobbs feels like he got benched, that's the only thing that actually matters. Did we lose Chewy?
Seems like we did. I could see him talking.
I don't know. Can you hear me, Chewy? Because I can no longer hear you. Chewy's saying thumbs up. He can hear us, but we cannot hear him.
This is a new one.
This is the first time this has happened. Now he's trying sign language. He's throwing a football.
Yes.
Now he wants me to steal second base. All right. We'll try to figure out what exactly happened with... Again, that was just very strange.
Chewy, why don't you go ahead and just turn on and off your unit there again and see if that helps us out.
We'll see if we can figure this out with the big guy. Meanwhile, over on the talking text line, Bill saying, I think we all knew the Packers overpaid for Hobbs this offseason, especially with his track record, only proves he's a middle-of-the-road cornerback. I like what Halfley said. It shows the next-man-up mentality. Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with them benching Hobbs. I have no problem with that, giving Carrington Valentine the opportunity, because Carrington Valentine has earned those opportunities. Like, he's played well when he's out there. The Packers are consistently trying to replace him and try to do better the way they have with Rashid Walker at left tackle. They haven't been able to replace Rashid.
Nope.
So I don't have a problem with that, but I just have a problem with you. Again, I don't know if you feel like you need to coddle Nate Hobbs and say, hey, he's not benched. We got to keep his confidence up because we may need him later. Sure, you can say that, but if Nate Hobbs still feels like he got benched, which by all accounts he does, that's ultimately the only thing that matters. We'll try to get to We Can Reach You. We'll try to get Chewy back. Coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I do want to tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. It's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the draft. But it's not just windows. It's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I can't wait to see what my energy savings are going to be this winter with a brand new front door. You'd feel some of the drafts coming in with our front door at the house. We got it replaced this fall with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. A, the door looks great. B, I don't feel those drafts coming in anymore. So I'm willing to bet that energy bill going to be lower when we hit those cold, cold months this winter. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today. PellaWI.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky.
Yeah. Like everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
X-Golf Inside American Family Field is the place to work on your game this offseason. Look, today is the last day you can post scores in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be getting colder. A lot of courses going to be closing as we hit November. And the place to work on your game is X-Golf Inside American Family Field with the 7 state-of-the-art simulators they have. But it's also a great place to throw that holiday party. Unique space inside the ballpark, overlooking the ball field inside American Family Field. Great bar options, great catering options. Find out more at xgolffamfamfield.com.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
All right, it's been a minute. I know we have gotten a lot of texts on that Carbo's Talking text line wondering when this was going to come back, but we've been busy. That Brewers postseason to talk about, Packers regular season. So now we finally have an opportunity to bring back We Can Reach You, where we quiz Chewy on things that he said throughout the course of the week. You remember how to play? You feeling good?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah.
All right, Joshy, question number one.
Well, duh.
Yeah, I didn't think that one through.
What didn't you think through this week?
No idea. I remember saying it. I just have no recollection of what I was talking about.
That it was obvious that the person who was accidentally cleaning your pool also cleaned your neighbor's pool.
Yeah. You know what, too? And I thought of that. One of the listeners said he might have just been looking to get a little more work. And I think that was the case.
That he knew what he was doing and was just trying to get your business?
I think so, because he cleans my neighbor's pool, you know, and he went right over there after. It's not like he left thinking I was the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. But
so
what if
I think he had a little time to kill.
I'm sure it's not
kill.
Impossible, but if you're cleaning pools for a living,
why would you do that for free?
Every backyard must look the same. I'm sure he probably did dawn on him at some point, like, oh, crap. I'm supposed to be over
there.
Yeah,
but wouldn't he leave and go, maybe the neighbor would call up and say, hey, he hadn't cleaned my pool. He went from here to there. So I think he wanted to clean my pool.
So that's interesting. If he was accidentally cleaning Chewy's pool and realized it halfway through, do you just finish?
I guess he just finished the job, right?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe.
Would you have been upset?
Job, though.
Would you have been upset if he only did half of the job for free?
No.
Okay.
Any part would have been wonderful, you know? It's all price point, Gabe. You know? Did he do a better job? Yes. Is it worth another $25 a week? No. Not. It's not. Just not.
What are you doing with that $25?
It's
not like it's coming out of your allowance.
No, but it's not like the grass, like the pool, you know, leaves in it, a little couple. That doesn't bother me. Like, if you stripe my grass wrong, that bothers me. You know?
Yeah. Again, maybe you should be listening to Dr. Rick more. Lawn care is not a hobby.
Yes,
lawn maintenance
is
not a hobby.
I think it is.
Question number two, Josh. There's only one cookie that's readily available. That's the Oreo.
Macadamia nut.
What the hell?
That's terrible.
What top 10 list were we discussing earlier this week when you said macadamia nut in terms of cookies?
Oh, snacks on the plane.
Top 10 airport snacks. Yep. Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. Why do you guys frown at macadamia nut? I mean, Oreo's fine.
No, but
it's fine.
But no way you actually thought that where are you getting a macadamia nut cookie in the airport?
They have them. What's the cookie store? There used to be a cookie store.
Sure, but like if you're doing
Mrs.
Top 10,
Fields. Mrs. Fields.
Sure,
Mrs. Fields.
But how often do you see that? And how often are Oreos?
Look,
again,
Gabe,
we had gotten to number one on the list. We were talking about brand name snacks that had been going on. And Jen said cookie, and you went macadamia nut.
Also,
cookie.
On what planet is the macadamia nut the most popular in the country?
I think if they were readily available, they'd be the most popular anywhere. This is the difference, Josh. And you're Italian, okay? Would you rather have your mother's homemade sauce or ragu?
The homemade sauce, of course.
Of course. That's an Oreo cookie. Oreo cookie's ragu. Macadamia nut is your mother's homemade sauce, right? It's special. It's good. You might not get it all the time, but it is special.
Even if we grant you that and say you're 100% correct.
Yes.
That wasn't the point of the list we were going for.
I don't...
This is a classic.
It's me,
trying
Gabe,
to obfuscate.
It's me.
You're just trying to do a little head fake.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
Question number three, Joshua.
I think wives are more inclined to yell at their husbands. Husbands just sit there and take it. They just do, right?
Where did someone on the show hear a couple fighting this week?
Jen heard him on the plane. Behind them. Was that an accurate statement, though, that I made?
No.
What? Haven't you ever heard of selective hearing? But why do you say no? That blows my mind.
Because this is another classic Chewy of, I'm going to prescribe what happens to me onto everybody else in the world. There are very different relationships.
Hold on, you're just sucking up the Mussolini now.
I don't think
because
she's ever
yelled
at me.
The most uncomfortable I've been in a public setting was when a guy yelled at his girlfriend. Like literally the most uncomfortable. Like there was a group of like 10 of us hanging out, and the guy was like the last one there and was not happy with his girlfriend. Literally the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
I agree. I get uncomfortable because I've been in that situation as well, and I just don't like it.
But to the point of... The guys can yell at the women as well, and I've seen it, and it's made me very uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. What about when the wife yells at the husband? It's just normal. It is. It's just normal. To me, it is.
I think there's a lot of context there.
Look, I get yelled at all the time.
We understand.
You've made that much clearer.
Yeah.
That we can all agree on. Question number four, Joshua.
The job is mentally preparing yourself to...
What do you have to mentally prepare yourself for, which is actually more than the work?
No idea. I don't even remember saying that. What day of the week was that? It had to be Monday.
That was the day following your little sabbatical you got because of internet issues.
Yeah, so that was Tuesday.
Oh, I have no idea.
It was Tuesday.
Well, good thing, because that's this job.
Radio?
Hosting this show daily. You have to mentally prepare yourself for, and you said mentally preparing yourself is more important and more grinding than the actual work. So even though you took part of the show off, it's like you did the whole show because you mentally prepared yourself to do an entire show.
And you guys have agreed with me in the past. People do not respect what we do. They don't look at this as work. They look at it as having fun.
It's correct.
Because I like to have fun.
Yeah. Again, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying.
Okay.
People do look at it as fun. I also look at it as fun, but there is also work involved. I also am not going to anytime soon be farming, tilling a field.
Like, who's got the hardest job on the show?
Josh.
No, I do.
What do you mean you do?
You?
What do you mean you do?
I got to hook this stuff up. I got to make sure it works.
You leave it. You hook it up one time, and now for the next six months, you're fine.
You don't even work for a full hours on this program.
I'm not going to lie. I was hoping that the problems continued so I could
yeah, we
go
know.
To the gym a little early.
We know.
Well, Frank's coming in at noon. What do you want me to do?
Finish the show.
All right. Let's...
And figure it out. That's okay. What I want you to do. You got to get this question right to win this week's We Can Reach You.
At the end of the day, everything kind of comes out in the wash.
Who did you try to imply that everything would come out equally in the wash with?
These are hard today.
I think it's just been a while.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, give it to me one more time. At the end of the day, everything kind of comes out in the wash. I don't know. I can't do it, Gabe. No idea.
Oh, Joshy wins this week. Chewy comes up empty. Josh went back to the pool well. You said that everything would come out in the wash with the guy who cleaned your pool for free.
That one just stuck with me so much because how is it going to come out in the wash?
Yeah, I have no idea how it would come out in the wash.
I don't know, but you said it.
What are you going to do for the pool guy?
to make you things equal. It's obvious you're not going to hire him.
How does everything come out in the wash?
No idea. Still working
on it. What the hell was I thinking?
Obviously, this is stuck with Josh for a long time. This is stuck with Josh literally the entire week.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't get that one.
Craig Karmazin going to join us next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But if you're looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner, Fifth Third Bank has been shaping the future of businesses for 167 years. And for the last 15, right here in Milwaukee, they offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making, and extensive experience to help navigate the ever-changing business landscape with your business in mind. At Fifth Third, they're big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, yet empowered to make local connections and local decisions and build strong community connections. Experience commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one championship.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. Or the AI, Chewy, hold can just on. Bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over
and
there?
Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Always love catching up with our guy, Craig Karmazin, each and every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. Just so you know, I have no take on Nate Hobbs. I didn't notice that he wasn't playing.
I think that was more for Chewy. I wasn't planning on asking you about Nate
Hobbs.
Yeah,
I really didn't, Chewy. Like, does that mean I don't know anything about football, that I was, like, watching the game and at no point was like, oh, my night's different because Nate Hobbs isn't playing right now.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Yeah.
The dead giveaway should have been not a bunch of completed passes to the left side of the defense. That would have probably been the key indicator.
Yeah, that's a good tell. Craig, you dressing up tonight?
No, I'm not dressing up.
Wow, you guys are lame. You really are.
I'm going to a dance convention, and I think that would be creepy.
Craig just shows up dressed like Giannis. Yeah. Giannis showed up as a minion last night at the arena.
Right. Like, if I show up as a minion at a dance convention with a bunch of teenage girls.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you might be escorted out.
Yeah, it's taken 20 years, but Chewy finally told me I was right on something. Yeah. Especially that I was doing on a weekend evening, which has never happened before. He's judged me for many years and finally got it. Chewy, wait, do you use AI on your questions? Like, you were asking Schefter such good questions. I was like thinking you were like a professional the other day.
No.
All that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it just comes to me quick. But let me ask you a question.
Comes to him quick.
I hope it's about the NBA.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. What is ChatGPT?
All right. So I'm going to answer that with something that has nothing to do with your question, which is, you might be wondering what this box is. That is sitting in front of me.
Craig walked in here with a cardboard box.
I can't see it. Help me out.
Do I need to hold it up? Can you see it now?
Oh. No. You got to hold it. There we go.
Now we can see it.
We got the single shot on Craig.
Okay. With a fork in it?
Yeah.
Is the fork glued to the box?
No, because there were two and I dropped one on the floor.
Okay. Macadamia nut cookies.
Nope.
Why would he bring in forks to eat cookies? If he had cookies, why?
Babe, you've seen Seinfeld.
Yeah, with the knife there too. But I don't think Craig is eating cookies with forks.
Okay.
So last night was Wes Edens' birthday.
Okay.
Who is the governor of the Milwaukee Bucks. And it was his birthday. So in the little private owner's room, they had a birthday cake for him.
Oh, wow.
But there was really bad weather in New York, so he didn't get to the game till halftime. And then he actually had a birthday cake that his kids had made for him, and he'd brought his kids to the game, so he ate that one. So I present to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy a billionaire's birthday cake.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is a huge day for us.
Yeah, so I brought you for Joshy. And see, Chewy, this is why you got to be in studio, not just
so
you're...
Is it chocolate, though? I won't eat chocolate.
It is chocolate.
Nah, I'm out.
Just so you're not
but
only...
But it's a billionaire's birthday cake,
that doesn't matter.
I feel you
got to
at least try a little bit of it.
Not chocolate at all?
I don't like chocolate.
This is chocolate, and chocolate.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Joshy?
Yeah.
Don't ask to have Joshy
I wouldn't have thought I had to ask Joshy, but I thought he made a sound that was like indicating he wasn't all in on it. So, all right. Well, when the Bucks win, you win. So here is your...
I'm hoping for more Thursday games. Yeah. If this is a tradition now. Bucks win on Thursdays. Craig's got to bring
treats. No Frosty for you, but you get a birthday cake.
Here's the thing with like a nice cake. You won't get the stomach ache from the too much sugar that like... You know, a classic sheet cake from someplace. Like, they're not cutting corners for Wes Edens.
Yeah, I don't think so. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. The game last night, you were there for the Bucks. Ryan Rollins has been awesome the last two games, and he wasn't even he wasn't slated to be the starting point guard. That was Kevin Porter Jr. He has the injury. How much do you think, I mean, Ryan Rollins, how impressed have you been by his improvement
year? The guy who was with me lives in New York now, and he was like, this is Rollins sanity. Like, this is like when Jeremy Lin came in and was just like making every shot. And like, I think the thing about Ryan Rollins is everyone saw him as a really good defensive player. Mm-hmm. And then like last year, it'd be like, and you know what? He could hit the open three-pointer. And what I think Doc Rivers and then now Rajon Rondo is making a difference. And I'm not close enough to the team to know day-to-day, but the way our guards are playing and the way Ryan Rollins, they just told him, like, guys are going to play up on you and just, like, go downhill and beat them. And then if they respect you, then hit the three. And he's hitting mid-range. He's going to the hole. He's hitting three-pointers. He's, like, an all-three-level scorer. He's playing defense. Like, this is amazing. And I think, you know, big picture, you know, there's always so much talk, Chewy, right, about Giannis and can he win here and all that. And I think, like, when Giannis sits against the team that is a really competitive team that won 80% of their games last year after they got Jimmy Butler, and Giannis sees this team play this well, and our fans see this team play this well without Giannis on the court, it makes you realize if there's a stretch of a playoff game, if there's a stretch where he's in foul trouble, if they're like, this is a legitimately good, athletic, fast, you know, really good shooting team.
All right, let me ask you this. Out of the three
What is ChatGPT?
No. Okay. Out of the three the three major sports, baseball, basketball, and football, I want you to rank top to bottom which regular season is the most insignificant.
I'll say the NFL is the most insignificant. Baseball is second, and the NBA is the most significant.
No, it's the reverse. No. Clearly the
Chewy.
Reverse.
But Chewy. When the Packers...
The regular season doesn't matter.
How many times
in basketball, it doesn't matter.
How many times in the last decade and a half have the Packers been a 1, 2, or 3 seed? And what did that get them? And
the
one time
they
won the Super Bowl, they had a bad regular season... And we're the last seed.
Yeah, that's
the regular season.
The regular season is
irrelevant.
I'm not.
In the NBA, okay. Major League Baseball. The Brewers had the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They beat the Dodgers 6 games in a row,
mm-hmm.
and we went into the postseason. Who was favored and who won the National League? It was the Dodgers. In the NBA,
which the
regular season is significant because what happens over 82 games is much more correlated to what you're going to see in the playoffs. So if you truly care about the sport you're watching, watching the NBA regular season is far and away the most valuable use of your time.
Okay, to flip your argument on yourself, how many times have the Bucks been a top seed in the Eastern Conference? What did that get them?
They've been a top three seed when they're a top three seed, as they were when they won the championship. They were the three seed.
They had home court advantage in one series.
Yep.
Craig, this is why I'm saying this, because of what the Brewers just went through causes me to really pump the brakes on
the Bucks. No, but Chewy, that's because
really
you don't enjoy
the
life.
On the Bucks.
That's because you forget to enjoy life. Like, life is about the ride. It's not about the destination. It's not like, what time are we going to get there? It's, we're having fun getting there. And the NBA also happens to be the most fun sport of all three. Baseball being second, the NFL being third.
All right. Have you watched the World Series at all, Craig?
Yes.
Okay.
Not as much as if the Brewers had not lost to the Dodgers.
Is it fair to say now, and Buster Olney is really good at what he does.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say now that there is a gap between the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, and then gap, and then you go Brewers, Seattle?
No.
I mean, Seattle took Toronto to 7 games.
I know, Gabe, but Buster Olney, when he came on the show before the series even started, said, I hate to say this, but the Dodgers are going to sweep. And I'm like... No,
wow, he called the sweep?
He did.
Yeah, he did.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so
Buster,
very impressive.
I mean, Buster's legit.
And we were all like, no way. Are you serious? This has got to go 5, probably 6. And he was right. That's the only reason I'm saying. And to your point about the NFL, Craig, losses, when I played, used to mean a hell of a lot more than they do now. Teams lose games and they're like, we're fine.
So aren't the Packers like the best team in the NFL now?
Best team in the NFC. Best team in the NFL would be the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
No, I would still say Kansas City.
That's fair, right. And you could say the Chiefs.
In terms of
what we've seen on the field, I agree. The Colts have proven on the field to be the best team, and the Packers have proven to be the best team in the NFC. But, like, we also then, like, by 3 weeks from now, like, we could clearly say it's 4 different teams than that.
Absolutely.
Or 7 different teams than that,
which is
a great thing about the NFL, but it also shows why the regular season games, like, if you read too much into these games, like, they just don't mean as much, Chewy.
It's true.
But the wins are important because the stats do show if you have a top 2 seed in the NFL, your likelihood of going to a championship game or the Super Bowl increases.
Well, especially these days with the top 1 seed, theoretically, where that's the only place you're getting the bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've
seen
the Packers beat the 2 seed. Like, so people beat the 2 seeds, but I agree. Like, it should work that way.
Let me ask you this. Is it the NFL I'm talking to? Is it devalued because there's only 1 spot where you get a bye? Where it used to be 2. So teams are like,
The more
if we're not head and shoulders above and we're getting that bye, then who cares if we play on the road or
is true of any sport, that the more playoff spots you add, you devalue your regular season just a little bit because it becomes easier to get into the postseason.
And by the way, you guys know I'm joking. The NFL regular season's awesome. The NFL's awesome. Yeah. Like, all of it's great. But I think the NFL's just, as Harper would say, the NFL is just so glazed that's why I need to give respect to the NBA and Major League Baseball, because everyone glazes the NFL.
Is that the new term? for young kids?
I don't know if that's new anymore, but
it's not new. But I mean, it would be similar to bring you up to speed. Should it be like when you say gush? All right, like you hate the gush. The glaze would be.
Is glaze dope? Is glaze dope?
No.
What is it?
Is it dope? Like, are you saying
like if you said the NFL's glazed or back NFL's dope?
No, I'd be like Chewy would say like stop glazing Rashawn Gary. He's not that good.
Yes,
like that's how you'd use glazed in a sentence. Oh,
okay. I just tried to tell you that, but apparently we needed the example from Craig.
But Craig, you're old. So when you watch the Progressive commercials, do you think that's you at all?
No. Because I'm like a kid still, and I don't know how to like mow lawns.
I'm like a kid too.
But I don't like mow lawns and like do the things. Like Harper will even, like, we'll walk around Target, and she'll be like, around Father's Day, and there'll be like all the like shirts and the things. She'll be like, Dad, you don't do any of the things dads are supposed to do. Like, you don't know how to barbecue. You don't know how to, like, you don't leave games early for parking spaces. Like, you don't, like, I don't do that stuff. Like, I'm not the stereotypical dad.
Fair.
Because Chewy feels like that's him. He feels like those commercials have talked to him a couple of times.
Yes, I agree with that. How about this? My favorite trivia question of the week. We got three Hall of Famers, Chewy, coming out to play the Bucks tomorrow as the Bucks play at 4 o'clock tomorrow against the Sacramento Kings. I've used this question 1,000 times this week.
The guy from Toronto
DeMar DeRozan.
Signing.
DeMar DeRozan, great job, Chewy.
You said the Clippers?
Wait, DeMar's a...
The Kings.
You're going to say DeMar's a Hall of Famer?
Oh, the Kings. The Kings. Mike Bibby.
Yep. Okay, you got two.
Mike Bibby and Chris Weber.
I'm surprised you didn't say Peja Stojakovic.
Yep.
Did I nail it?
You got one.
Wait, you think DeMar DeRozan's a Hall of Famer?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you the other guy from the Raptors, Van Vliet is.
Yep. He's on the Rockets, but yes.
Is Russ on that team?
Russell Westbrook is on the team, and he is absolutely a Hall of Famer.
Wait, are you saying Dennis Schroeder's a Hall of Famer?
And Dennis Schroeder is a Hall of Famer.
No way.
Chewy.
So if those guys are Hall of Famers, Chris is in no matter what.
And by the way, DeRozan right now is considered like a 50%. But that's all just so we could talk about Dennis Schroeder and the fact that this guy was picked to pick after Giannis, basically, has won a Eurobasket MVP, Chewy, and a FIBA World Cup MVP, putting him in the Hall of Fame discussion. Anyway, Bucks play tomorrow night at 4 o'clock. Exciting team. Get your tickets now. So and the Packers play this weekend, I guess, apparently at noon?
Yeah, they do, at noon. Yeah.
Who's Sunday. Quarterbacking for the Panthers?
I think it's still going to be Bryce.
It looks like Bryce.
Is Bryce back?
I think Bryce is back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of okay with Bryce.
Craig, real quick, because we're up against it. We're up against it.
What's your take? How about Chewy knowing about the break schedule?
I know.
Good job.
I just wanted to hog the questions.
Yeah.
What's your take on the University of Wisconsin?
I think it's a prestigious university. I think out of state seems easier to get into than in state, especially if you're an elite player. Oh, that was a shot.
Do you agree with your guy Ted Kellner on leave him alone and let everyone do their job and let McIntosh make the decision?
I always agree with Ted Kellner, but I absolutely always agree with Ted Kellner, especially if people are asking me to handle whatever would need to happen if he wasn't being left alone. I absolutely agree with Ted Kellner. But, I mean, I think all the people that we're hearing from have such a bias, right? So Barry Alvarez is very close to Chris McIntosh. So when Barry Alvarez, says what he says, he has such a deep respect and relationship with Mac. There's going to be a bias in what we're hearing from these people. I think we've witnessed what Barry Alvarez and Ted Kellner helped build this program into. And it's sad because it's great for people like you, Chewy, to be like, oh, if they're not competing for a national championship, it doesn't mean anything. But that's stupid because the last 30 years was a dream as a Badger football fan. And every week they played hard. They played the right way. And I know there was Gary Anderson years where their offensive linemen were bitty. and so it wasn't exactly the same. But generally over the last 30 years, we sat down and had a pride of how Wisconsin football played. And even when they didn't play well, it was okay, we're going towards something. These guys are walk-ons. They're in-state people. They're developing into something. Now I think it's we're watching something. We don't know what the identity is. We have no connection to any of the team or players. And we feel like if they don't win, it'll be a whole new set of players next year anyway. And like, so I think it's tough to connect to a team where you don't understand the identity and you don't have a connection to virtually anyone on the team.
Yeah, but this is self-inflicted. It's different. We used to laugh at Rutgers. We used to laugh at Indiana. Now you know who they're laughing at, Craig? You know who they're laughing at now?
I mean, I don't even know if they're thinking about the Badgers enough to laugh at the Badgers. I think it's that part's sad. And Chewy, you could say it's self-inflicted, and I get that. None of us thought it was a bad hire.
I agree. I totally agree.
This was, I mean, Chewy, to your point about this was, hey, we want to be in the national champions discussion. We're going all in. This is the Ted Kellners and the people who support the program, like doing everything they could to bring Wisconsin to an elite level. So like all these people showed they care, showed they were invested, showed that. And it obviously hasn't worked. And anyone who's telling you it's the fans' fault or it's this or it's that, like, I appreciate the fans, you know, going out there every week. And I don't think a lot of the students.
Fewer and fewer that are going out every
week. And I don't think the students have a lot of relationships. Like, you know, when Barry talks about, like, these are your classmates. Like, I don't know about how many of these guys, like, have relationships. Like, there's less and less. There are some, and there are great players in the program and great people in the program and great coaches in the program, but obviously there's not an identity, and certainly not the identity we've been used to for the last 30 years.
Appreciate it, Craig, and thank you for the cake.
Yeah, enjoy.
Looking forward to digging into
billionaire birthday cake
here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it, but it's not enough. It's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Sound the alarm. Cannot believe this is happening. We need that alarm because right now, Screamin' Sicilian is BOGO. That's right. Screamin' Sicilian, buy one, get one at Pick 'n Save and Metro Markets until November 4th. So you still have a couple of days to take advantage of this. I did earlier this week. I stopped by Metro, my Metro Market. I got a thin and crispy, and of course, Joshy, I had to do it. I had to get one of the Detroit styles.
Just the best.
Just absolutely had to do it. But that's the great thing. It's not just one kind of Screamin' Sicilian. You can get the Detroit style, the thin and crispy, the original, the tavern style, all Screamin' Sicilians, BOGO right now at Pick 'n Save and Metro Market until November 4th. So grab your favorite Screamin' Sicilian pizzas. You're going to need a bigger freezer for the BOGO Screamin' Sicilian at Pick 'n Save and Metro Market. Turns out this billionaire birthday cake that he brought in, it's pretty good, Josh.
Pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'll have to dabble a little later.
Yeah. Yeah, you're missing out, Chewy. A little billionaire birthday cake. Wait, so if your wife has something like dessert-y for your birthday.
Oh, she knows not chocolate.
Like cheesecake?
Oh, cheesecake's my fave.
Okay.
The best.
I'm a cheesecake guy too.
Yeah. Birthdays are
I mean, if this was a cheesecake. If this was a cheesecake, I don't know if Joshua would get any.
Give me
I would have finished it if Greg left it here.
Give me a Seema's cheesecake all day long. So good.
Yeah, I do love a good cheesecake. All right, Chewy, quickly, how's it playing out this weekend? Packers, Panthers, noon at Lambeau Field.
31-10, Green Bay. Walk all over them. Set it up for the following week, Monday night, big game. See how he plays then.
Should be a fun one. Will they and Tausch, they've got you coming up next, 94.5 ESPN.